B-Pod Studios.
Meredith, what's happening? How are you?
I'm doing much better. Everybody in my household is actually happy and healthy all at the same time. Where's the wood so I can knock on it? Seriously, yes. It needs to happen.
Yes, I'm so glad to hear that because there's nothing more stressful. And then when the first baby gets something, then you know, oh, great, it's going to spread.
It's going to be passed around for sure. Yep. And then last weekend there's like a stomach bug going around. So it was 24 hours, but still. I got that. The kids didn't, so I'm happy about that. But yeah, seriously, everybody at the moment in our household is healthy, and that makes us all very happy right
Yay.
Now.
Yay. I'd love to hear that. Okay, well, I have a confession I want to make.
Ooh.
And I have to tell you what I'm going through right now.
Yeah, what's going on?
And I'm so sad to say this, but I'm going through second daughter burnout.
Okay. What is
that? Or what second baby burnout. Okay. She drives me bananas.
How many months is she?
I love her to pieces. Of course, I'm her mother. She is.
Well, we have to say that because God forbid someone listens. Yeah, like, and they're like, "Oh,
she hates her second kid." Not the truth. Not the case at all. But lately, we're just in a bad rut.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking.
She's over a year and a half. So she's like 20 months.
Understood.
So here, almost 20 months. So here's where we are. I come home from work. I pick her up. And by the way, she's at new places now. She was always, she had a particular schedule. Now we've changed the schedule up a little bit.
Okay.
And it used to be as soon as I come home, if she's not sleeping already, then I would put her down. She'd wake up pleasant and we'd go about our afternoon. Well, now we're in this thing. She fights to go down.
Oh no.
And then, so usually I have to put her in there and leave her crying. And I hate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she wakes up, she's cranky because she went down crying.
Mm.
And then
she's so excited. Yeah. Like with the attitude.
Yes. Yeah. And then we kind of get into this afternoon rut because it rains so much.
Yeah.
And it's so hot. So we're not going outside and she wants to go outside.
Nope.
And we're just kind of, she's one of those babies. Like my first daughter she doesn't want to leave the house. You have to pry her out of her comfort zone.
All right.
This baby just wants to go do things and explore. And so I feel like she just gets bored with me. And so she's also entering the 20-month like whining phase.
Yes.
Her words aren't quite there. So she gets far when she whines.
Right.
Or
she's
trying
to talk to you and explain how she's feeling and you can't.
And she's frustrated.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're at this. And then like my mom used to tell me that it's called the arsenic hour, that hour before bedtime when you just want to take arsenic and off yourself.
Yeah, because they get super hyper because they know they're about to go to bed and then they're so hyper they can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so annoying.
So from like 2:30 when she wakes up from her nap or 3 until I put her down for bed at night, which she's fighting that too, we're kind of at each other the whole time.
Right.
And I look back, it makes me sad because I look back and with my first child, I did not have that. I'm like, why didn't I have that? For starters, she talked earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't have the frustration with communication. But the other thing is, it's your first baby.
Mm-hmm.
So every experience is new
and
exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of my mind, I'm like, yep, I see where we're headed with this. Terrible twos.
Yep.
Because she'll be two at the end of the year.
It's going to ramp up and get even more.
Yeah. So it's, I feel guilty for being, for lack of a better word, annoyed.
You see what's happening. You know what's happening and you see the future. And you're, no. It's okay to get annoyed. It's at the endish of summer. It's way too hot. And normally you'd be outside getting out all that extra energy. And she's probably bored. She's seen that toy a million times.
Oh, yeah.
Times.
Big time.
Yeah.
And
I know.
She was with my mother-in-law and her two aunts on Sunday. And they were texting me. She looked so happy. And she, of course, didn't have her big sister with her. So she was getting all the attention. And she's like, oh, my gosh, she didn't cry one time today. And I'm thinking she cries all the time with me. And then it makes me feel bad. Like, am I not making her happy?
I know.
But it's, again, she loves the new experience.
Of course.
She loves not being around her sister because she gets all the attention.
She's a little explorer.
That she is. Sagittarius. So I just feel guilty because I'm feeling that. And I need to find something to mix up the routine so we're not kind of just like, with
the same
each
stuff
other.
Stuck in the house. What I do for that is, and you already know all these, so, but anybody listening, if you need a little, if you're going through
reminder.
The same situation, this is helpful. Rotation of toys. We have a storage unit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So every 3 or 4 months, like I put away the play kitchen, right?
Like
maybe like 6 months ago. And my older daughter brought it up the other day and I was like, oh crap. I was like, that would be perfect because my 14-month-old is just like starting to walk now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little bit more delayed on the walking than my first one. By the way, super common second babies, not as much attention.
Yeah,
so they talk a little later and then they walk a little bit later. So anyway, I was like, oh, man. and she's getting bored too, the youngest. And I'm like, I have to rotate. So if you bring out the toys that they haven't played with in a while, or even go get some new ones or go on Facebook Marketplace and clean them and stuff like that, that's always helpful. And it's way too hot. I'm not going outside right now. We are in Tampa, Florida. It is 105 index right now for the humidity. I'm going to die if I go
outside.
It's
terrible.
It's bad for little kids. We're not going outside.
Right. No.
So you have to just find, I put on YouTube, and I don't know if you're a TV person. I am.
Yep.
Okay, YouTube, and we do the dancing.
We do some of that
little,
too.
That helps.
Which dancing do you do? Because I need to mix it up.
Kids dancing. I'll send you like links. You can just Google search like toddler dancing and dancing shows. I do a lot of the Disney dancers.
Good.
Disney dancers so that they can follow their favorite dancer and then watch them act on Disney.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Send me some of those, please. Okay. We do Barbie. You can tell she's a princess. What is that? Barbie Dream Princess, whatever it is.
Sure.
And I've been playing that song for her for so long, and we have a whole routine that we do.
Yes.
And that always seems to get her in a good mood. But even that, she's bored with it now.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you want to do You Can Tell She's a Princess? And she's like, no, no, no. And that's one of her really strong, good vocabulary words. So we're just in a rut right now. And the other thing, too, that makes me sad with my older one, Meredith, I never let her cry it out. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Right, right.
So I never let her go to sleep crying. Mm-hmm. I always went and got her and comforted her and put her down because I could not listen to it.
Right.
And then with this baby, when she started putting up a stink
all
yesterday.
Day.
And when I was trying to put her down. Right. I tried to put her down for her crib and I was just like, okay, you stay there and scream.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out here and get something to eat.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, I have to take care of myself before I deal with this.
Totally. And that's where we have differed on our parental stuff, which is good because I feel like this can be more well-rounded. I'm more of at a very early age, I was like,
let him cry it out.
You just, as long as your temperature is checked, I know for a fact ain't no diaper rash and you're just feeling fine. Guess what? Mommy's going to go have a glass of wine on the other side of the house. And it sucks. And sometimes it does not stop after a while. But yeah, I'm a screaming out.
Yeah.
You can yell as much as you want to. Older to the youngest, don't care.
And the youngest now in our household, the good thing is she does only scream it out for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
because I've let her do it.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes and she's bored. She's bored with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's not, being neglected in any way when you're screaming it out, but it just hurts your heart.
I know it does. It sucks to go through, especially as a parent, because you want to help them, but there's really nothing you can do because listen, it's going to go on for a couple more years. The terrible twos. Something else that I did in the pandemic that helped me out a lot was I did how there's field day and stuff like that at school. Well, you couldn't go outside of the house. Remember, it was the lockdown of all lockdowns. So anyway, I did like this field day kind of thing in the house where I would have either Aubrey or you can do both girls and have them compete and make like a track, like running thing in the living room. Just I needed to expel as much energy as possible. It sounds stupid, but we did like a track thing in the living room and then they would tag something. Then they'd have to go in the bedroom. Then they have to jump on the bed like 10 times up in a row and then go down. I mean, it sounds silly, but I made like this entire obstacle course in my house and I would run after them and I time them and get them to do it faster.
Oh,
and
that's good.
We made a huge game out of it and it doesn't take that long.
No.
And you can do like three things in each room, like one thing per room. So three things all together. I swear to God, after like 15 minutes, these kids were so tired.
That is a great
out
idea.
Out of energy and they were, and you can have them compete against each other or you can have the older help out the younger one because, the young one, of course, wants to copy the older one. And I'm telling you, it was like a lifesaver of all lifesavers.
Oh,
that really helped.
You really have some good constructive ideas that
I
can follow.
Tangible ideas. I needed help. And listen, you may not want your kid jumping out of bed, but you can jump on there 50 times if it wears your butt out. Don't care. I'm right here to make sure that they don't fall off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I like that.
Or on
I
the
like
couch.
That. My daughter loves the show on Netflix. The floor is lava.
Yeah.
So she'll make up an obstacle course
and
we can
perfect.
Pretend like the floor is lava.
Yep.
Good thinking,
little,
Meredith.
Little things like that. It sounds stupid, but trust me, when you are, as a parent, are so tired and so aggravated and you got to deal with work and you got to deal with your partner. Okay, there's a lot going on. It's like, please go do your own thing for a little bit.
You know what's crazy, too, why I think I'm having the second baby blues? Because this is God's way of telling you not to have any more children.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
And we're going to close the door on this chapter. That's the female God.
Right.
And we're done.
and with because with Evelyn around this time, I was like, I want another one.
I know. Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope, not
and
now.
And we're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're officially done.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.